Yeah, absolutely. Colombia is very much a combination of the two neos, of neoliberalism and neocolonialism. So the main strategy of the government is continuation of an economic model, which has actually been the core strategy ever since the Second World War. Immediately after the Second World War, the very first World Bank report which was ever done was done on Colombia. And they sent a special mission there. And in 1949, they produced their report. And what the report basically said was, what Colombia needs is accelerated development, by which it meant an economy which was geared towards export orientation. So they needed to have agri-industry in the countryside, sweep away the old small peasant farming, and bring in large-scale capitalist agriculture. And in many ways, that model has still not changed. The only addition to it has been with the discovery of oil and in particular minerals. The agro-industry model has added to it, the mining model and the petro-gasoline model, right? So what you have is, almost all of Colombia's export orientation is related to the countryside. It means getting hold of large chunks of natural resources and subordinating everything else to export. So it could mean, for example, huge open-cast coal mines, the special built railway systems to export the coal out of Colombia. It can also mean large oil fields, which are negotiated on quite beneficial terms, contracts to the British and Canadian oil companies. And it can mean, in particular, in the last period, a return again to the idea of agro-industry export. So what you have is an extractivist economy. And the government tendency is to see any form of opposition to that economic model as by definition criminal. So you have a lot of use of paramilitary violence, indigenous peoples, Afro-Colombians, and small farmers, campesinos, who get in the way of this project. And so the overall picture, I would say, in Colombia is typified by this sense of a violent dispossession, or despojo, as the Colombian social movement call it, for the sake of profits of multinational corporations. And in the work which we do in Solidarity, we have case after case after case of local struggles against the multinational corporation, but also against the Colombian state.